Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point of the game, we can't fall for nothing. We have to stand up, get up, stand up for your rights, and don't give up the fight. Well, good morning to everyone on this beautiful, beautiful December 19th. Whoa, this year is just ticking away. I mean, this is the fastest year ever. I mean, this year just like, bam, it was like, wow. Now we're going into Christmas, and I already forgot about Christmas. I'm thinking about New Year's. So here's the question. What do you want to happen for 2023 that didn't happen for you in 2022? What do you want to happen in 2023 that did not happen for you in 2022? You know, just think about it. Just think about it. Nothing written in stone. Just something to put on your heart this morning. Because if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So create a plan so you won't fail. If you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. So what is your plan going into 2023 that you didn't get done in 2022? Oh, yeah, by the way, isn't it so great that we went to sleep last night and whatever we didn't do yesterday, God woke us up this morning to get it done today. So thank God and praise God from whom all blessings flow. And some very important things I want to talk to you about. I want to share with you on the show today. We're going to talk about some very, very hot topics, and we always have hot topics on our show. Always have great subject matters and great discussions, which have to do with your rights. And you have a right to live. You have a right to buy property where you want to buy it. You have a right to own businesses and to do anything you want to do as long as it's within God's, you know, as long as it's with God, I mean, it's all right. So don't let anybody tell you what you cannot do. You got to try it first before you say you can't do it. How do you know you can't do it if you never tried it? So on our show where we talk about civil rights, this is a civil rights talk show. Don't get me wrong. There are so many things that we have been facing. Last week we talked about voting and how important voting was and how important voting is. And I just want you to know, don't get me wrong, I got to give you this information. If you didn't know, T-Rump, I call him T-Rump. I don't call him Donald Trump. I call him T-Rump, is running for office again. Yeah, he has the audacity to run for office again. And we already know what he did already, okay? He tried to pull a coup on the United States of America. He had the state capitol attacked. And that is what I call terrible business. What I'm doing right now is I'm tagging a few friends on Facebook Live. If you want to listen to the show on the phone, you dial 646-787-8064 and press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Matter of fact, I see everybody that's in the queue right now. I see you in the 310-920 number. We're going to get to you. We're going to have a guest on our show this morning, a young lady by the name of Doris. My sister calls her Dr. Doris. Dr. Doris. So she's going to be talking about hair. Now, you have a right to have your hair any way you want to, long, curly, braided. You know, I want you to know a friend of mine that lives in Texas that runs a school for braiding went to the Supreme Court and fought for the right to have braids. It was a time when sports people, you know, in the NFL and the NBA and WNBA could not wear braids. They couldn't wear braids. They couldn't wear their hair long. They couldn't wear dreadlocks. I mean, you're getting paid all this money, but you can't wear your hair the way you want to. You know, slavery's been over for a long time, but if you leave it up to the people who own these teams, they think that slavery's still alive. That's why they had to get rid of the president of the Rams a long time ago. She ended up being fired from her position because she was a terrible person. I'll just say that. And hey, Barbara Hubbard, how are you? Good morning. Welcome to the show, Barbara. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on Facebook Live. By the way, let me finish here. If you want to get me on Facebook Live, you go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr., Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Yes, and you'll see me. Hey, Vera, how are you, sis? Thank you for all the hearts and all that. And Barbara, I'm so glad you joined us. I want to send a shout-out to all the singers and producers and people who arrange music and make music what it is today, because music is the history of America. And black music has been, oh, my gosh. One of our topics that we're going to have coming up in a couple of weeks is about rap music. It was a time when you could not play rap music, when white people did not allow rap music. They had a mission on rap music. Now you drive down the street, white guys are playing rap in their car, and rap is the number one. I mean, for some people love rap, but it depends on what you're rapping about. But we're going to go back on history and history on rap and find out who brought rap out and what made, because a lot of you guys don't know about scatting. If you don't know about scatting, then you don't know about jazz. And if you don't know about jazz, then you don't know about the blues. And if you don't know about the blues, then you don't know about music. And if you don't know about the blues, you don't know about the history of slavery and how they used to communicate with music. That's right. When one slave plantation would be trying to tell the other slave plantation that something they'd be getting ready to go on the Underground Railroad, they would sing certain songs, and they would play certain music on the drums. And the other plantation would be able to hear it, and they would be able to, those are messages. And thank God, Master didn't know what was going on there. We're not going to go deep on that, okay? But it gets deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. Welcome to the show again, everybody. Listen, if you want to listen online, you can go to You go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. underscore Productions, Eddie Jones Jr. underscore Productions. And you can be on, you can see all the pictures of the different things we've done. And for those people who saw it on Facebook, yes, that's my mother. That's our mother. She's the picture of the week. Every week I have a picture on there of either one of the co-hosts or the co-producers or myself or things that we're working on in the community or have worked on in the community. And this week I chose me and Vera and my daughter's grandmother, my mother, Dorothy Jean Jones. That's who that is. Good morning, Edith. How are you on Facebook Live? Good morning, Clarence on Facebook Live. Good morning, Vera on Facebook Live. Good morning, Barbara on Facebook Live. God bless you guys. And please tag 10 people right now. Tag 10 people right now because we're getting ready to get deep in just a few minutes. But before we start talking about hair, we have a couple of topics that I just want to discuss. So we are going to talk about hair because everybody knows that a couple of months ago, my hair was down my back. Yes, it was. My hair was down my back. It was long, and everybody called me the Black Elvis Presley because I had it, like, swooped up and hanging down in the back, like, you know. And then all of a sudden I had something come over me, and now I'm skin tight, skin tight. Remember that song about Ohio players, skin tight? Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to get serious in a few minutes. One of our topics for today, our word of the week, we're going to have our word of the week. We're going to have our scripture of the week. We're going to have Vera Jones of Health and Wellness. We're going to have Aretha Adams Jones of Mental Health and You. We're going to have Clarence M. Allen with The Regulator, Regulate the Manual. We're going to have Talana Jones with Words of Wisdom. We're going to have Professor Reams with The Commentary. We're going to have Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have the sports report with Cousin V. If you don't know what happened, well, I already know what happened with the certain football teams over the weekend. Yes, I do, but I won't tell you because we have Cousin V with the sports report all the way from Florida. Okay, so it's going to be on and popping. Yes, is that what my daughter says on it? On and popping, yes. Okay, I'm learning these little lingos. If you don't know the lingo, you can go into the Ebonics Dictionary. Yes, we have an Ebonics Dictionary. Yes, that can help you with any type of Ebonics you want to learn about. If you haven't learned them yet and you hear some Ebonics going on, get the Ebonics Dictionary and it will give you all the little slang talks and everything. So anyway, yes, praise the Lord. Praise God. Anyway, on a more serious note, one of our first topics is 11,000 COVID tests are recalled. 11,000 COVID tests, and that's just a small number, have been recalled because they have been giving false, wrong results. That means it's been saying that people don't have COVID-19 and they do have it. So all these tests have been recalled. So we're going to talk about that. One of our topics is holiday suicide, fact or myth? Because I don't know if you guys know, but DJ Twitch, who was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, committed suicide about a week ago. And it was a sad moment, not only for his wife and his children, but for anybody who knew him. And Ellen DeGeneres and all the people who watched DJ Twitch, he won Dancing on Dancing with the Stars. He ended up marrying that young lady. And then he went on the Ellen show, and then he ended up getting a job there as a DJ, and he taught Ellen how to do some soulful moves on the show. Lo and behold, something that we never thought that would have happened, that could happen to any and everybody at any time. You never know what somebody's going through. So one of our topics is suicide, fact or myth, especially during the holidays. A lot of people don't know who to call, what to call, or what to do when somebody is contemplating suicide. So we're going to talk about that. Now, before we go any further on our other subject matters, I want to have our special guest come on this morning. But before I get our special guest in, Dr. Duris, talking about hair and how to grow your hair and what she can do for your hair and all that great, wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic stuff, let's get our co-producer in the show. Well, first of all, let's get our co-producer, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am great on this nice, toasty, cold morning. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful, and you're right, it was toasty, because when we looked out to the side this morning, there was ice on the grass. So I was like, whoa, it's cold out there. Ice on the grass, that was enough for me. Let's see, without further ado, let's get in our co-producer, Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you? Welcome to the show. Professor Reams, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Jones. The mute got on temporarily. So good morning, everyone. Good morning to the listeners, and good morning to Dr. Granny V, and good morning to you, Pastor, and to all our listeners, and let's sit back and relax so that we can enjoy the best Blog Talk radio program in the nation, where we are going to get into the real deal holy field in order for us to have a better week. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Professor. Yeah, Professor Reams, welcome to the show. Now, we have on here, good morning, Brother Barnes. Good morning, Edie Wade. Good morning, Linda Bolden. Good morning, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Denise Washington, Felita Wilts, and everybody on Facebook Live. Good morning to you. Please tell 10 people you're on. Now, look, DJ Twitch was a great DJ. I wish that he would not have committed suicide, but, of course, it already happened. So that's why we're going to talk about suicide, fact or myth, on the show today, because you have a right to live. And if somebody's going through something, you have a right to help them to live, especially something you never know. The smallest thing can save a person's life. A smile. A hello, how you doing? How you feeling today? Is everything all right? That's why we need to check on our loved ones, our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends and relations. We need to check on our people, okay? All right, so if you haven't checked on your people lately, what's up? What's up, Reginald, Brother Reginald? What's up, my man? Please tell 10 people on Facebook Live what's going on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. All right, without further ado, let's get into the show. Wait a minute, let's get in our co-producer, Kalana Jones. Good morning, Kalana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dad. Sad to hear about Twitch, but very tragic. Very, very tragic. We lost somebody very special, and my heart goes out in condolences, prayers to his entire family and all of his friends. God bless everybody. Happy Monday, even under the circumstances of hearing bad news. So I just pray everybody stay safe. Happy holidays, everybody, and just be grateful that we were able to get through 2022.
Good morning.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, good morning, Talana. Everybody say good morning to
good morning.
You always do. Praise
morning,
God.
Whom
I'm blessing. Now, without further ado, let's get in our co-producer, Clarence and Mellon. Good morning, Brother Clarence. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
May not own the rights to this music right here, Pastor Eddie, but good morning to you. Good morning to all the co-panelists on the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show. especially good morning to all our wonderful listeners, all of our followers every Monday morning. We want to thank you for tuning in to this show right here, the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio talk show, where we talk about the hot button topic, what matters to us in our lives, about our constitutional rights, our civil rights, my rights, your rights. You know, the suicide, it's real. It's serious. It doesn't matter your status in life or who you are. Some people are battling with mental issues, so I'll be looking for our Dr. Rita Adam Jones to come on, and even our Dr. Granny V, because they both deal with our health conditions in life in different areas, but they both are connected. So, Pastor Eddie, I just want to thank you, man. We are approaching the world's greatest birthday, the birth of a baby that everyone around the world know about. Many of us celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. So God bless you. God keep you. And thanks for having me again, Pastor Eddie.
Good morning, Clark.
Good morning, Brother Clark. Everybody, good
morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, the regulator.
Good morning.
Now, without further ado, we have a guest that's going to be on our show this morning, and her name is Dr. Doris, and of course, you will get the rest of her information in just a minute. We're going to talk about hair care. Because, hey, what's up, R.D. Smith on Facebook Live? Tag 10 people with this information, R.D. Smith. Now, we're going to talk about hair, but let me get her on first. Welcome to the show, Dr. Doris. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show. Good morning. Doris, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. Great morning. Can you hear me?
Great morning. Great morning. Great rising. How are you feeling? Everybody say good morning to Doris.
I'm feeling great. Thank you so much,
Shalana,
for this
good morning,
opportunity.
Dr. Doris.
Good morning, Dr. Doris, to the show.
Great morning. Great morning. And, you know, I am so grateful. And I really appreciate meeting Vera yesterday. She's awesome. And I'm here. Eddie, you said earlier about how people wear their hair, how they want to wear their hair. I'm not here to tell you at all how to wear your hair. That is your choice, and you should have that choice. No one should tell you how to present yourself. But I just want to say that I'm here to share with you about the epidemic that we're experiencing right now, and we are in an epidemic of hair loss. I am here to share with you that we're in a pandemic with COVID, but we're in an epidemic when it comes to the hair. People are losing their hair in record numbers, and a lot of it is improper application of hair that they are adding on, wearing a lot of wigs, they're not taking care of their own hair. Healthy hair begins with the healthy scalp.
Doris, hold that thought for 1 second. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We can't wait to hear what you guys say. We're going to need you to speak a little bit louder. And I want to shout out Sharon Lawrence on Facebook Live. I want to shout out my cousin Yvonne Clayton on Facebook Live. And thank you for saying good morning, R.G. Smith. We're so such an honor to have you on with us. And everybody on Facebook Live, God bless you. And everybody on blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you can see me live on there and on here. And then if you want to call into the show and make a comment about hair, or when we talk about suicide, which we're going to talk about the suicide crisis lifeline, we're going to talk about suicide during the Christmas holidays. Is it a myth or is it seriously real? And, of course, one of our topics is 11,000 COVID tests are recalled because they gave the wrong results. People who had COVID were told that they didn't have COVID and ended up infecting other people because the test was not right. It was not a good test. So they have a recall on some COVID tests. So we need to talk about that. That's a civil right, too. That's your right to live, okay? And if you are listening to this line on the phone or on Blog Talk Radio, or even if you're listening on Facebook Live, you, so far, have not died from COVID. COVID has killed 6 million, I'm sorry, the numbers changed, 8 million people around the world. That's a lot of people passed away. But remember, it was said by one man, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to give him no props. He said he wanted to depopulate the world because we human beings are breathing out carbon monoxide, which is going to kill people. So he wants to depopulate the world along with the one percenters. I'm not going to say their names, but you better believe that COVID has killed 8 million people around the world since it first started. And it's still going on. They have a new strand of COVID now. I don't know if you've heard about it, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about something a little bit different. And all these have to do with your rights, especially your right to live, your right to have hair and wear it the way you want to, and suicide. A myth or truth? We're going to talk about that in a minute. We all know that DJ Twitch committed suicide. My heart goes out to him. My heart goes out to his wife and his kids. But here's what we need to talk about. We need to talk about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I want to find out what he left a note. He left a suicide note. And these days, suicide is really serious. So really quick, before we go on to talking about the hair, I just want to go around our panel here and ask, how do you feel about suicide? I want to start with you, Mrs. Doris. Can I call you Dr. Doris?
Well, I'm really not a doctor. I'm a cosmetologist and a trichologist, but I'm not a medical doctor. So let me just clear that up before you go any further. So you can just call me Doris.
Okay, well, Doris, I want to get your opinion on this. Suicide during the holidays, do you think it's more suicide during the holidays or less suicide during the holidays?
You know, my best girlfriend, she's a psychologist, and we talk about this all the time. I think it's more because people, they put so much on holidays, and I don't. I treat every day like a holiday. And they put so much on it, they can't live up to the expectation of their family. And so I think they just get bottled down in too much and decide, hey, I'm out of here. I'd rather go on and end my life than to deal with what's in front of me. So it's just sad. I didn't know him like that. You know, even as an entertainer, I didn't know who he was. But I'll just say it to his family and to everybody. If you are thinking about committing suicide, go to your higher power and seek help, and just live. You know, life is great.
Okay. Yes, it is. Okay, now for those people who don't know who to call or what to do in the middle of a crisis such as that one, we're going to have our mental health expert, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, will be on later. With Mental Health and You. That's a segment on our show. We have several segments on our show, and they're all important segments. And one of them is called Mental Health and You. And then my sister Vera does Health and Wellness, which we talk about how to keep yourself healthy and how to keep yourself well. Health and Wellness is one of our subjects, one of our topics, one of our segments on our show. So if you have a problem with anybody that has to do with suicide, you dial 988-988. And you will get help about, okay, my cousin Yvonne from Texas said, I agree, holidays is the worst time for mental health persons. It is a bad time, but I want to give you some information. Write it down, 988. Put that on your refrigerator, 988. That is the number that you dial if you're having a suicide crisis with anybody, with yourself or anyone, okay? If you're contemplating suicide, or you know someone that is, you dial 988. And Vera just put a number up there, 1-800-273-8255 or 988. Now, if you're a veteran, if you served in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, any of those, Coast Guards, National Guards, you can dial 988 and then press 1, and it'll get you to the Veteran Suicide Hotline for veterans. That is for people who have served the United States of America in the military or is still serving. You dial 988 and then press 1. Now, this is extremely important, you guys. This is not a joke. This is serious. This is real talk with real people on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, even a right to live. So, again, if you want the right number to dial in a situation, you dial 988. If you're a veteran, you dial 1 after you dial 988. It'll get you on with the Veteran Suicide Hotline. If you're just a person dialing in because you want to get some information or you need help, you dial 988 or 1-800-273-8255. Okay, for everybody on Facebook Live, you can see it there. It's been posted. My sister posted it right there. You can write it down, but you should have that number on your refrigerator, or you should have that number somewhere in your house. So if an emergency comes up, God forbid, at least you have the information to make a phone call, and maybe you could save somebody's life. Okay, so without further ado, Brother Clarence M. Allen, what do you feel about suicide? Is it a myth or is it real? A fact or a myth that suicide is, there's more suicide during Christmas and New Year's?
Yes, I was looking at the CDC website, and they've been tracking this for at least a decade now. The numbers on suicide is, and according to the website, it's actually lower during the month of December, and it peaked during the spring season. But it's just a shame that sometimes someone's mind may get so overwhelmed with the situations and even with themselves in life that they have to take their own life. You know, I never tried to commit suicide, but I have had mental issues in my younger years, and even today is an everyday challenge. But one thing that I learned, and you know, there's even scripture that deals with these things in life. We were not born with it. We can't take it with us. And
right.
So whatever it is, a material thing, a relationship, finances, we should not get so troubled in our mind that we want to hurt ourselves. We have to love ourselves more than anything else on this earth, more than our children, more than our spouse, because if we can't love ourselves first, how are we going to be able to love someone else? And we should not allow these material things to get in our way. It's out here, you know. We see these commercials. We see people passing by with these expensive things, and we see them on TV. We hear about them in the news and all this, the luxuries of life. You know, there's a guy who has passed Elon Musk for the richest man in the world. His name is Arnold. He is the owner of the Louis Vuitton Corporation. He has passed with $171 billion strong and counting. And so when we look at this and we look at our brother that worked for Ellen, his name is Stephen Boss. And, you know, whatever it was that troubled that young man, he has a couple of kids, he's married. And whatever trouble, I mean, you know, the reports that he's taking his own life with a gun is such a tragedy to hear. Pastor Eddie, to the co-panelists and to all our listeners, that someone has been troubled so much and become so upset and overwhelmed with what it was that we want to take our life. We have to learn how to love ourselves. We have to learn how to appreciate ourselves in this life. Whatever level of life, whatever the living condition, it's about living. We have to understand that the everyday challenge that we face tests to our character. You know, this life this situation, and even the Bible say God would not put more on us than we can bear. And when we understand this, we just have to get up and work through whatever challenge it is, through that peace, that love, that joy, that humility, that self-content. You know, Pastor Eddie, this is such an important factor. We looking at this scripture of the week when it says those who are heavy laden. You know, he was probably so heavy laden with whatever was on his mind. We look at people who are living out here on these streets are heavy laden with some burdens that have taken them to where they have reached to their point in life. But, you know, we just think that we have be thankful. We have a God who loves us, and thank him for and putting that love into us to love ourselves, where we can share that and show and shine that light of love to others. So, Pastor Eddie, once again, man, this is so important. Condolences, sympathies to his family, man. God bless you. God keep everybody. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
Man, wow. Thanks a lot, Brother Clarence. I appreciate that, man. To everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And so without further ado, I want to go to Vera. Vera, please take the floor. Do you think? What do you think about suicide? Are there more suicide during the Christmas holidays and New Year's Eve, or is there less? Go right ahead, Vera. Tell us how you feel.
Well, Eddie, I believe that there is more. And as mentioned with Dr. Aretha, thank God for her every single week. There is a stigma, and then others are afraid, and there is a problem. However, they're not sure how to handle with the solution. And everyone living on planet Earth has experienced some type of crisis at one time or another. However, they, you know, most were able to work through it. And I just want to mention that number again for the suicide helpline, 800-273-8255 or DeathStyle 988. Okay. Back to you, Eddie.
All right. Thank you so much, Vera. Thank you very, very much. Without further ado, we're going to go to Professor Reins. Professor Reins, please take the floor. Is it a myth or is it a fact? Are there more suicides during the Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday, or is it less? Go right ahead, Professor Reins, our own professor on our show. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jones. Once again, a powerful subject. What we're dealing with now is what is being reported because, again, Brother Clarence did a superb job on looking at the CDC and the numbers that are there. But the CDC can only look at what is actually physically reported because there are also some things that occur that if it's not reported, then it's not going to be classified as a suicide. So in our gut feeling, if you do the mathematics, because they're saying that 12.2 million may want to double that, think about it, and then you have 3.2 million that are thinking about a plan of suicide. You can double that to 6, and they have 46,000 to actually do it. That could be as high as 86 to 100,000. Then you're looking at a situation where folks will do it, and it's an unknown. At least with DJ Twitch, he left a note. Other times, the person is found dead, and it's unclear what was the cause of death. So many of the healthcare fields, especially when you're dealing with hospice care, the family members are also involved in whether the loved one is going to want to continue on or whether they want to live or they want to die or whatever in general. And it always is difficult for the elderly that are faced with a lot of problems on whether they're going to want to continue on or continue with the advanced procedures that are going on, and many times they may elect to commit euthanasia in one sense. Well, if that's the case, it may not be classified as suicide. Because one thing that has come out that people didn't know, as was just shown in CNN, was that Tyler Perry tried to commit suicide numerous times. Now, here's a person who is a billionaire himself. He has everything that anyone could imagine. But as the regulator mentioned, the soul of the person is so distraught, so harmed, so pressured that they have to continue the image that it gets too much for the person, and then the result is what happened with the unfortunate DJ. So
Right.
That's why it is one of these circumstances where many of us with professors are looking at the facts that are there, but the facts are only as good as what's being actually collected. And if people are staying silent about the real reason that their friend passed away, then we are faced with a situation that it's probably much higher than what's being reported, only because people also have a stigma on, you know, I'm not going to tell that the person committed suicide because of the stigma behind it. So that's my my overall thoughts, and I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, thank you so very much. It's such an honor and a pleasure to hear from Professor Reams and everybody about very sensitive subject matter. My cousin Yvonne down from Texas said, it be the way of life that causes people suffering with mental health to look at themselves and not be happy because of, let me tap this here. With mental health to look at themselves and not be happy because of other people dictating what individual life is supposed to be. God made us all individuals. What works for one may not work for another, and it's okay. I like that. I like that, cousin Yvonne, all the way from Texas. That was her statement. So I want to read something to you really quick. I told you I'm going to share this with you again. Your life, you have a right to live. You have a civil right, a constitutional right, a human right. You have a right to live. You have a right to live. So exercise your right. Don't let nothing be so bad that you need to feel like you need to take your own life. If you're feeling some kind of way, if you're having a mental breakdown, if you have bipolar syndrome, if you have any kind of mental illness, it's okay to tell somebody. It's okay to talk to somebody about it. It's okay to love on somebody. Dial 988 if you have a crisis, or if somebody in your family or a friend is having a crisis, dial 988. Now, let me read this to you. A nationwide phone number to connect directly to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. By calling or texting 988, you'll connect with mental health professionals with 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Veterans can press 1 after dialing 988 to connect directly to the Veterans Crisis Lifeline, which serves our nation's veterans, service members, National Guard, Reserve, and anybody in the military. So I just want to share that with you before we close out on suicide. We're going to close out now on suicide, whether it's a fact or a myth. Now, I'm going to give you my opinion. I was reading what the CDC just says, and here's my thing about the CDC. I'm not saying the CDC is always wrong, but I'm going to say that the CDC is not always right, because when they first told us about the Ebola virus, that wasn't right. When they first told us about the bird flu, that wasn't right. When they first told us about COVID-19, that wasn't right. All the numbers that they've been giving us has not been accurately right. So here's what I have to say to that. Is there a lot of suicide during the Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday? Yes. People get lonely. They miss their mom or their dad or their sister or their brother or their cousin or their friend or just someone that they grew up with. You don't know what's on people's hearts. You don't know what's in their minds. All I can say is that love heals. Love heals. Communication heals. Smiling heals. Talking heals. When you get a person by themselves and they lock themselves in a house, and unfortunately, the way that DJ Twitch did it was just like, he didn't want his wife to be involved. He didn't want his kids to be involved. Here he is living in a nice home with everything to live for. Tyler Perry, everything to live for. All these people have all this money and everything, and you can have all the money in the world and still not be happy and still have a serious mental health problem. These issues need to be addressed. DJ Twitch went to a hotel. He took an Uber, left his wallet at home, left his car at home. He talked to his wife before he left, and he didn't even, I mean, hey, I guess it was just a normal, regular day, but he went to a hotel room where he self-inflicted himself with a wound and unfortunately lost his life. So I don't want that to happen to anybody. I don't want anyone to commit suicide. Why are we talking about this? Because this is a very serious taboo topic. Okay, and we don't want it to be a taboo topic. We want to talk about it so we can get the elephant out the room and people can be educated, knowledgeable, and understand that there is a way out. You don't have to ever give up. You give in, but you never give up. Give in, but don't give up. So I want to say that to you all. God bless you. We're going to switch reels now. We're going to talk about hair and hair care. Ms. Doris, are you still with us, Ms. Doris?
Yes, I am. And I am so glad you talked about having knowledge, because that is exactly what I do. I give knowledge on alopecia, which is the medical term for baldness, which it became more talked about after that famous slap at the Oscars. And when Jada brought it out more about her alopecia. But you don't have to suffer from alopecia if you get the knowledge, and not only just get it, but use it. And that's what we do. Yesterday was one of our healing hair days, and we do those at different places. If you want to host one, I'm going to give you my phone number.
Ms. Doris, I can't hardly hear you. Can you speak a little? Can you put the phone like right up to your mouth and talk really louder so everybody can hear you? Because people are listening from all over the United States of America. I mean, there's a lot of people listening to you, and somebody just texted me and said they can't hear you really well. So if you can speak just a little bit louder, because we definitely want to learn about what you're talking about. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, but are you on the speakerphone or are you on the regular?
I'm on a speakerphone. I'm speaking from my speakerphone.
Okay, maybe better? That's why we can't hear you. Can you take it off the speaker and just hold a phone in your hand? Because when you're on the speaker, it's not coming out loud enough.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Better?
Go right ahead. Please. Yes, we
okay,
can.
Okay, very
hear
good.
You. Now, is your volume,
yes, so
is your volume
make
all the
sure
way up here?
I bring, pardon me?
Is your volume all the way up on your phone?
Pastor Eddie, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am, we sure can.
Can you
go
hear
right
me
ahead,
now? Okay.
Yes, we can.
Very
go
good.
Ahead.
Very good. Yes, I just want to, like I said again, bring more awareness to the epidemic that we have, bring more awareness to this epidemic called alopecia. And there's three forms, and I'm going to be very brief. There's alopecia areata, meaning there are patches that can overlap, that can turn into alopecia totalis, meaning there's no hair on the head. Sometimes the eyebrows and eyelashes are affected. Then you have alopecia universalis, meaning there's no hair on the entire body. You've lost your follicles. There's nothing else can be done. We want to get you before you get in that stage. We want to share with you some of the practice that is happening with your hair that is causing this to happen, even at an earlier stage. So you could host a healing hair day at your home. If you're a stylist on the line, you can host it at your salon. We just want to make sure that the epidemic is stopped. I work with a cannabis company out of Chicago, and I believe from the testimony, starting with myself, that we have gotten to the root of the problem, and that is we have product that has been proven. Your Vera was with us yesterday, and she's seen some of the pictures of people who have gotten their hair back. So I just want to get everybody involved in this movement, because we're going to end up having no hair. And you can wear your hair any way you want to wear it. I just want to make sure that you're wearing a healthy head of hair. And if you choose to wear a wig, a weave, how
now,
to
Doris,
apply it.
Doris, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Doris, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, so you said that you are working with a cannabis company. The treatment that you put on the people's head, does it have something to do with CBD oil or cannabis? Could you explain that
yes.
to us, please, the listeners?
Yes. Yes, the product that we have does have CBD oil in it. It does not have THC, and if some of the products that we do have THC. It's the legal amount, 0.3%. But the hair product does have CBD in it, and it is proven to work. Now, I'm not guaranteed that it'll work on everybody, but the people who have sent me pictures or sent me questions and have gotten the product, yes, it does work for them. It has worked for them. But alopecia is real. There's too much traction alopecia, meaning tight braiding, tight attachments. That is what's causing a lot of it, along with health issues. Their diet, I mean, it's many reasons why people are losing their hair. And what we do on the Healing Hair Days, we do hair analysis, scalp as well as the hair. So I'm just asking that. Get on board with this movement before you have no other options but to wear the added hair. We don't want you to be – we want that to be an option, but we don't want that to be your only choice.
Wow, so let's give a big hand for Doris. Let's give her a big hand for telling us, sharing that. Let's give her a big hand. Everybody clap up for Doris.
Ooh.
All right.
I want to give my phone number if they want to call me and schedule something. I would love to talk to you. And that is 310-920-3065. And my website is TOHEALTH.WAKANNA, WAKANNA.com. If you want to get
now,
in touch
Vera,
with
Vera,
me.
Give me. Yes. Wait, hold that thought, Vera. Can you type that into the Facebook Live, her phone number and her website and her name, so everybody on Facebook Live can see it and they can write it down. And then say it one more time, Doris. Give us your information one more time and your email address if you don't mind.
Okay. My phone number is 310-920-3065. My website is TOHEALTH.WAKANNA, WAANNA.com. My email address is Doris, DORIS, F as in Frank, Mosley, MOSLEY, at hotmail.com. I would love to talk to you guys. It's a lot involved in this, and we want to stop alopecia.
Now, you know, that's some very pertinent, good information. Thank you so much. Now, Doris, don't go anywhere. We're going to have a few people ask you a question. And we always, if we have a guest on the show, we always like to ask questions. Anybody on Facebook Live, if you want to ask a question, just type it into the queue right there if you have a question, and I'll make sure that Doris gets to answer your question. Felita or anyone who's on Facebook Live, Yvonne, or any of the people, R.B. Smith or R.D. Smith or anybody that's on, Brother Barnes, anybody that's on there now, please ask a question on Facebook Live. But at this time, I'm going to go to Talana Jones. Wait, say that again, Vera. Wait, we can't hear you, Vera. Say that again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Vera.
Ms. Doris, if we can also ask if you could give the information on your Zoom that you have every Monday.
Oh, great. Every Monday at 12:30 Pacific time, we have a Zoom on hair and hair restoration, hair loss. And the number is 919-433-66017. And the passcode is 710. That's every Monday at 12:30 Pacific time.
Can you give out that, Vera? Can you type all that information into the Facebook Live queue? And Ms. George, can you give out that information one more time for your Zoom?
Sure. 919-433-66017. And the passcode is 710. And that's every Monday at 12:30 Pacific time.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to see if we can get Vera to, wow. Oh, okay, thank you, Felita. Thank you very much. Felita Wilkes just put it, the Zoom into the Facebook Live. And if we could get the rest of the information, like your phone number, her phone number is area code 310-920-3065. Yes, thank you. Vera just put it in there, Doris Mosley. Thank you. And also, last but not least, if you could put her website. Doris, tell us your website one more time, your website.
Okay, it's TOHEALTH.Wakanna, WAKANNA.com.
Right, thank you so much. Now, with that being said, Vera, do you have a question or a statement for Doris this morning, Vera?
I just want to say that it was a pleasure to meet you. And as you stated earlier, there are so many people that are not wearing their natural hair, and sometimes many are wearing weaves or perhaps braids, or they're not taking care of their hair, like underneath that, because the scalp is really important and the follicles are really important, and sometimes they need to breathe, so to have a break. So we can all wear whatever we like. However, hair care is great, and you are the one that I am happy to have met, and I will be seeing you very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, and I am so passionate about this, because if you're watching TV now, you're looking at the commercials, most of the people that look like me is now wearing their natural hair. That's a great thing, but I also want people to be able to have options. But I'm the first and foremost, take care of your scalp. Take care of your own hair. Let the other hair be an option. Natural hair is absolutely beautiful. And I'm glad people now are able to wear their hair the way they want to wear it. But just wear it healthy. Mm. Doesn't matter.
All right, right. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Doris, it's an honor and a pleasure. We're not through yet. I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana, do you have a question or a statement for Doris this morning about hair growth and scalp? Go right ahead, Talana.
Good morning, Doris. How are you doing this morning?
Great morning. I'm doing great. And how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for asking. My question is, I have been on a protective hairstyle regimen for the last year, and no heat, no excess chemicals, just hair oils and natural without sulfate shampoos. What is a good shampoo to use for protective styles?
When you go to my website, we have a system on there called a SOS system, Saving Our Strands. We have a complete system. We also have the hemp-powered hair oil, which has about 13 different certified organic oils, still that has been chained together to help hair restoration. So go to the site and look at it. We have the renewing shampoo. We have the hydrating moisturizing conditioner. We have the detangling comb out, the styling cream, and the oud oil. And I think you would be very happy with that product. It does have CBD in it. And CBD is simply the cannabinoid that is bringing the body back into balance.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Doris.
Vera, I mean, Tawana, did that answer your question?
Crystal clear. I will just have to go look on Facebook and confirm, because I didn't get to hear your the proper email address. But I will promise to go and search so that I can find the SOS product. And thank you so much for that.
Well,
I appreciate it.
And my number is there too, Tawana. You can call me afterwards. I'm here to share anything I could. It's just, it's a huge subject. A lot of people are having that, like 55% of the men and 45% of the women who are being reported. And just like you, the guy who was saying about suicide, a lot of it is not even being reported. So we don't know the true percentage of women that are losing their hair, men that are losing their hair, even children. One of the ladies at the event yesterday said she's seen a seven-year-old walking through the airport with a full weave, blonde at that. So, you know, we're starting the kids out not liking who they are. You know, fall back in love with yourself and let hair be an added attraction.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, can you tell us, Doris, what SOS stands for? I know you said Save Our Strands. Could you elaborate on that about Save Our Strands? What does that mean?
That's exactly what it says, saving our strands. That's what we want to do. Our strands is our hair. So what Wakana has done, and I feel they have just truly got to the root of the issues, root of the problems, the root of the challenges, and they are saving our strands. Again, this is not an overnight miracle. Hair grows 6 inches a year. So if you're losing it, you want to get back. Even some of the chemicals right now, they're saying relaxers, straighteners are causing cancer, ovarian cancer. So we got to really research the ingredients that's in the product to see how it will help or harm our hair and our scalp. Skin is the largest organ of elimination, so you got to be able to get the toxins out and you got to be able to get the product in. So, but, and you know, anybody have any questions? I know, you know, radio show is only till 11 o'clock, but I can talk all day about hair and hair loss and hair restoration. We also
want
to set up something. We're here to set it up, to have a healing hair day at your location.
Well, Doris, I'm on your website right now as we speak. I'm on wakana.com. It has opportunity, testimonial, shop, and contact information. It has some of the CBD products there, organically grown, lab tested, third-party tested, vegan, non-GMO. For those who don't know what GMO is, it's generated by man-made stuff, okay? But I see your topicals here, your pain cream, some of the edibles, and the oils, and the Wakana oils, and it says meet our medical staff. Is this you here? I see Dr. Joy Smith, Rita J. McGuire, MD, and Dr. Napita Gettings. Is that right?
Yes, those are the medical teams. We have medical doctors on board, and this company was started almost 4 years ago now by four African American women.
Okay, and then it has the Cyber Monday deals where you get a CBD liquid relief and power gummies and Wakana Power, which is a power hemp oil, and then it has let's see Gerald West Jr., Jennifer Jimenez, and Grover and Latrice Reed, and then it has a story on here so you can watch the whole thing. So again, that's at wakana.com. Hey, cousin V is on Facebook Live. She's watching. We can't wait to get the sports report today. Let's go to Professor Reese. Professor Reese, do you have a question or a statement for Doris about hair growth, or alopecia? Go right ahead, Professor Reese. Take the floor.
I have a comment and a question. Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And first, Doris, even though I would love to call you Dr. Doris, and I'm going to call you Dr. Doris because this is great information, if you don't mind, ma'am, because growing up, one of the things is that you're not only breaching the situation with hair, but also with with pressure, societal trends, and things like that. Because when I was growing up, before we had the corbatas, and that was fine. It was short. It was everything. And then we got to the natural. Many of us, for the life of us, couldn't grow that hair that long, so they came up with the chemicals, and then we got the jerry curls and all these other things. And many of my colleagues are now suffering from hair loss and also even the chemicals that were there, which causes cancer, even within the scalp area. So to bring this up, that was another taboo subject because everyone wanted to fit in and have that Jackson 5 natural or whatever it is that they had or the style that was the latest. So one question I have is now that and you are breaking glass ceiling of what you have to look like or whatever it, which your hair has to be, is what do you do when you talk about the person's self-esteem when you get with them? Because that is one of the areas where the person might, like you're mentioning with the 7-year-old having weaves at an early age, it almost seems like, again, they're not accepting of themselves as, you know, being whole people. They have to have this do that will set them apart or make them acceptable in front of their peers. So what do you tell these many of your folks and your clients?
Well, first of all, you need to let them know you are beautiful like mm-hmm. you are, period. Let's start
yes.
there. And I tell my clients, when you add in this hair, you're adding it from what you see on television
mm-hmm.
to what people are wearing. My daughter works in television. I have gone to the set and I've seen the hair that is posted on the mannequin. And I ask her, who does this belong to? She'll tell me. I say, well, out front, what we see is this person. Behind the scene, they don't even wear that. So there, it's a
mm-hmm.
facade. They're showing you what they look like in front of the camera, but behind the camera, they take all that off. So I just tell people, let's start with your healthy hair. Yes, you can have a wig hanging up in the closet. You can have hair hanging in the closet, but let that be an option. We now are wearing hair so long until it's causing damage to our follicles. Our follicles can't
mm-hmm.
support the length of hair that the women are wearing today. It's just going all just crazy, I say. But that's your choice. But you need to know the consequences of it. You don't want to be stuck. So I always just let people know, hey, let's start with a strong hairline. Let's start with loving on who we are and not searching for somebody else. My mom left me on the porch at 7 months old. She said I wasn't beautiful enough to carry around. That could have really messed me up, but it
mm-hmm.
didn't. So to put weeds on little girls, that is starting them off very early, not liking who they are. And I think that's the parent to be blamed. And the kids seeing their mom wearing all this long extension, which is
mm-hmm.
not theirs. So what I say when people do all that, you're not saying, I like who God made me. I'm going to change some things. So I always say, be happy with yourself first and foremost.
Now, do you include any diet that people should be following? certain things to eat? Yeah.
Pardon me?
Do you include a diet or so that they should be eating or exercise as well that, you know, will also help towards saving their strands
their
as strength. Well?
Oh, yeah, you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
I say that all the time. You are what you eat. You need to be getting your body in an alkaline state, and that means that it's not acidic. So disease is welcome when it's an acidic body. So, yes, definitely. We have food that we recommend. We have water, like I said, water, drinking water to keep your body hydrated. Exercise to keep all the muscles and everything strong and running properly. Yes, we do recommend. Even if you're looking on the website, we talk about the flat belly lifestyle. Eating for your blood type, all of that is included in the knowledge that we share when we do our healing hair days.
Hmm.
Thank you, ma'am, and bless you for doing what you're doing.
Can everybody give Ms. Doris a big hand? Let's clap up for Mrs. Doris. Let's give her a big hand for hair care.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm gonna be listening out for your calls.
Now, Ms. Doris, don't go yet. Doris, hold that thought. Don't go yet. We still. Well, I want to ask you a question myself. Is there a way to massage your scalp that will help your follicles help produce more hair? And if so, how do you do that?
That's what we do. We do a scalp facial to deep cleanse your pores. You got to deep cleanse those pores. You know, we say we have dandruff. Dandruff is simply, first of all, it's not contagious, and it's accelerated cells that are
Can you speak into the phone because you're kind of going out a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, I have to get back on the speaker to hear you. Okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yes, no. You need to deep. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. You
yes,
need
we
to
can
deep
hear you.
Cleanse
we can hear
your
you.
Pores. And we have a treatment that we give, which is called a scalp facial. And when you massage in an upward motion, bringing the blood supply to the head area, to the scalp, because that's what nourishes those follicles is a good blood supply. So we massage upward. When we put our hemp-powered hair oil on our scalp, we massage upward. We do the scalp facial to deep cleanse the pores and to clean all those accelerated cells off the scalp. Because in our hemp powder hair, we have black seed oil, and black seed oil is one of the oils that help eliminate the dry, itchy scalp, which a lot of people deal with for different reasons. So, yes,
okay,
we
so
definitely
you,
needs to
you
massage.
Use black seed oil. You use black seed oil when you're doing a hair facial, a head facial, and what else do you use,
no,
may
you
I
know,
ask, please?
Black seed oil is in the hemp-powered hair. That's what. It has about 13 different oils in it, and black seed is one of them.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. To everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point of the game, we're not going to fall for anything. At this time, I would like to give you our word of the week and our scripture of the week. Our word of the week and our scripture of the week. Get your pencil and your pen out and write this down. This is going to be for the rest of the week. Today's Monday, so from Monday till Friday, this is your word of the week and your scripture of the week on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Our word of the week is rest. Rest is our word of the week. It's our word of the week. Rest. R-E-S-T. Make that applicable to your week. Sometimes we get so busy with all the things we're doing, we forget to rest. And rest is a priority. If you don't rest, then you can't think right. You can't do nothing. You can't be right because you don't have enough rest. And if you're running on being tired, you're going to be tired in your discussions, your thoughts, and your plans. The word of the week is rest. The scripture of the week. The scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it reads, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I hope that hits somebody in the head right now, and I hope it hits somebody in the heart right now. I'm going to read that to you one more time. Our scripture, our word of the week is rest. Allow that to sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. And then our scripture of the week is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God will give you rest, and we need that. That is our word of the week and our scripture of the week. I can see Evangelist Valentine all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is clapping her hands. I'm clapping my hands, too, because we do need our rest, and God will give us rest. Rest like we never have before. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And at this time, we're going to switch reels a little bit. I told you we were going to talk about COVID tests. And what did the COVID test do? They gave you the wrong information. That's not good. No, it's not good. It's not good at all. So what can we do about that? We can be educated about it so that we can know that some tests are not good tests for us. Cousin Yvonne out there in Texas, right on. Thank you for those wonderful faces. Thank you, Edie. All right, praise God. Thank you, Evangelist Virginia Valentine in Louisiana. Thank you, Doris, out there in Los Angeles. Thank everybody on Facebook Live. Tell 10 people, tag 10 people right now. I want to shout out my cousin, Young Barnes, out there in Texas. I want to shout him out and all my family in Texas and all my family in Florida. Cousin V is on. She's going to have a sports report. Oh, my gosh. So I'm just happy right now. I'm really, really happy. Amen. Doris has lit up the show right now. And she really has lit up the show. We're talking about hair and hair care. I want y'all to know something. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. A month and a half or 2 months ago, my hair was like down here. I kid you not. All my family knows that. And then me and my wife, we had a discussion about my hair. We had a discussion about my hair. And next thing I knew, my head was like this. It's so bald that a mosquito can land on my head and slip and break his leg. That's how bald my head is right now. But I feel better. I look better. And my wife said it doesn't take that long to get my hair ready anymore because I don't have any hair to get ready. But I'm so enjoying our subject matter and our topic for those who do want to grow their hair because it's important. Now, if I stop right now, like today is December the 19th, if I stop putting anything on my hair from now until December, till January the 20th, my hair will be right back long again. And, me and the wife were in the store just yesterday, and the guy walks up and goes, man, you still got all your hair. And I said, oh, I guess. And he took his beanie off. He said he's 31 years old, and he's already receding. He's going bald at 31 years old. So having hair is a blessing. It is a blessing because, like, some people, you don't know what they go through to get their hair, you know, to grow hair. And, I mean, to great lengths. And some people go and they have these programs where they sew hair into your scalp. And that's got to be pretty painful. I mean, do they have to deaden your head to do that? I don't know, but I don't want to try that. But let me tell you something.
But what happened, Eddie, it's so stressful and the tension is so tight to the end that with attraction alopecia, a lot of females have lost their hairline, never to come back. So now they have to wear, unless they want to go totally bald. They're wearing, it's
wow,
too tight. That's the awareness that we try to bring to people. It's okay to get whatever you want to get, but it's how it's applied. How do you wear it? It's not necessary to have to walk into a salon looking one way and come out looking another way. And I won't say the nationalities because I got in trouble one time by saying it. But just think about it. Your eyes have changed. Your cheeks are stretched. Everything is stretched because it's too tight.
Wow.
Some people say, well, I have to take Excedrin before I get my weed. I have to smoke a marijuana joint. You shouldn't have to do all that to make the change.
To get your hair done. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Thank you, Cousin Yvonne, all the way down in Texas. She said, Cousin, your head looks great. And then she said, you're very handsome. Thank you so much for that compliment because I've gotten so many compliments with my head shaved off, but I was getting a lot of compliments with my hair on, too. They called me Black Elvis. But I'm not going to. It was funny. But I fed my hair a lot. I fed the scalp, and I fed my hair, and I put oils on there that were, you know, coconut oil, olive oil, almond oil, and those oils were working. I'm telling you, they really do. You do have to feed your scalp, and you do have to take good care of your hair. And I got to tell you, clove oil is a miracle worker for the head, for the scalp and the head.
Clove oil clove oil helps slows down the shedding. Although that's a normal process, you shed anywhere from 50 to 100 strands a day, but clove slows the shedding down, which is good. It's also in our hemp-powered hair oil.
Oh, wow. I've been educated. Now, you know, clove oil has a lot of medicinal helpful things that it can do for the human body. I mean, amazing. I can't even name them all. But just like George Washington Carver took the peanut, clove oil can do a lot of things. It can help you lose weight. It can, if you have a toothache, it can help you with your toothache. It's good for your hair. It's good for your skin. And oh, my gosh, clove oil can do a lot of things. I'm so happy that we have you on the show today, Doris. You have been very – oh, rosemary oil. Edie said rosemary oil is also good for the hair. Wow. Now,
yes,
I
it is.
Honestly
what
did not know that.
Rosemary oil does also. Pastor Eddie, rosemary oil blocks DHT. So if you don't know what DHT is, take a moment and Google it. Rosemary oil blocks DHT. It's a natural blocker for DHT.
Oh, okay. That's very informative information. Now, without further ado, it's almost time for our regular segment, but we have 10 minutes to talk about a very important topic. 11,000 COVID tests are recalled for giving the wrong results. 11,000, that's just what we've heard for now. I'm sure it's much more than 11,000, but the CDC is not going to tell you the right numbers. They're going to tell you the numbers that can kind of make them feel like they're not doing too much wrong. And I'm not blaming them, because the companies that make these COVID-19 tests should be testing them first before they send them out, so they can make sure that they're not giving you a test that's going to give you negative results and it's really a positive. So I want to share this with you. Over 11,000 COVID tests recalled for potential false negative results. Positive test results not affected. Over 11,000 tests were recalled by DTEC Incorporated. DTEC Incorporated, you need to write that down, for having an increased chance of displaying a false negative result. Okay. Between July 26th and August 26th of 2022, that have a use-by date of January the 1st of 2023, the affected lot numbers found on the side of each box are HB264, HY263, and HY264. You need to write those lots down. So if you go buy a COVID test or get a free COVID test, make sure it doesn't say HB264, HY263, or HY264, because if you do, you could be getting a false test result. And you might not know this, but they're getting ready to re-step up these tests now. They're getting ready to step them back up because there's a new strand of COVID. And I got to get the name of it real quick. I'll stand by while I get the information real quick on my laptop here, on my wonderful laptop. And then I'm going to share that with you because that's really super-duper important. What this new strand is, and this new strand has went all the way to Japan, and it's a lot of people in Japan are dying from it right now. And, of course, whatever goes to Japan, some kind of way it ends up getting to America. That's how this whole thing started from the beginning. And people were going around beating up the Japanese. It's not their fault. It's the CDC that has every germ in the world inside of its laboratory. It's locked up. It's supposed to be locked up in a laboratory. The Ebola virus shouldn't have never got out. The bird flu shouldn't have never got out. The swine flu shouldn't have never got out. All these diseases that have been unleashed didn't just accidentally just get on the street somewhere. Some kind of way they were taken to a place where they just went out of control. And that's the same thing with COVID. Now we have all these different strands of COVID. We got all kinds of strands of COVID. But right now there's a new strand out. And I want to share this with you right now. And there's more than one. The original Omicron, remember Omicron, The Omicron variant is gone now, says the doctor, Dr. Ruff. Currently, the new ones are Omicron. What? It's including BQ11, BQ1, BA5, BF7, and XBB. I'm going to read these. These are the new strands of COVID, and it's several of them, not just one. It's several of them. BQ11, BQ1, BA5, BF7, and XBB. These are your new strands of COVID-19. Now, if you get one of the B11s, the QF1s, or whatever, I don't even know the name of these things. Exactly, cousin. I'm like question mark two. Now, remember, the CDC gives these diseases names, just like they give hurricanes names. All your hurricanes have a name. Well, these new variants, they all have names. And I'm so glad that they didn't call one of them Wakanda, but it was close to it. Omicron. Okay, Omicron sounds like something weird and crazy. But we don't know all the reasons why they come out with all of these, but they do. They do. Want to share one more thing with you. Detectives notifying all customers and distributors affected by the recall. Anyone who has unused recall tests, to throw them out. That's right. If you have those tests that I just showed you, throw them away. The outer packaging is recyclable, while all test components can go in the regular trash. E-Tech will issue a refund for the affected tests. Other customers acknowledge receipt of the recall-related communication and confirm that any tests in their possession have been thrown away. So for some people, if you have any of the ones I just told you, which is HB264, HY263, or HY264, you can get a refund for those if you pay for them. If you did get them for free, then you could just throw them away, okay, because you don't need them, and they're no good anyway. So why would you want to have them? Make sure you have good test results, and make sure that you know that your test result is accurate. You don't want to be going up to some place and then they tell you to take a test and tell you you have it and you don't have it, or you do have it, or you don't have it and you do have it. So, boy, is that confusing to go in there to do, you know, because, like, as a pastor, I have to go to the hospital sometimes to visit the sick and shut in. And when I go, I show them my pastor's card, and then I got to take a COVID-19 test. And so far, praise the Lord, I have never had a negative yet. I mean, a positive. Yes, I'm sorry. I've never had a positive test yet, and I've never, ever, ever had COVID-19 yet. And I pray to God in Jesus' name, I never get it. But I've been around people that have had it, and so far God has been so good to me. Amen, amen, amen. I have not had COVID-19, and I don't plan on having COVID-19. Here's what I do, and I've been doing it ever since. You know those ginger shots? I drink those ginger shots. I drink the turmeric shots. I take B12. I take the B-complex vitamin. I take the D3. I take the zinc and magnesium, and also, I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So, and then drink lots of fluids, get lots of rest, and, you know, kind of stay away from a whole bunch of extracurricular activities. So I'm getting, thank you, Edie. Edie said, praise the Lord. God bless all in Jesus' name. Bless you too. And thank you too, cousin Yvonne. Now, without further ado, it is 10:28 a.m. Thank you, Vera. Thank you very much. And I've been right in the room with COVID. I've been in the room with COVID, and the Lord said, no, no, no. So I just got praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, but we got to love on each other. Did somebody say something? Did someone want to say something on Facebook Live or on the show? Go right ahead. Take the floor. Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, it is time for the next segment of our show. And I want to get some closing. Letitia, what's up, Letitia? How are you? What's up? What's going on? It's so good to have people come into the show. Letitia, welcome to the show. God bless you. We're so happy to have you on the show with us right now. If you want to call into our show to say anything, or you could dial 646-787-8064. Cousin Yvonne, Letitia Booker, you're saying hello. Thank you for sharing it with somebody. Thank you for sharing it with someone. You could dial 646-787-8064. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. So, yeah, it's time for our regular segment in the show, and we want to start off with, wait a minute, let's see if we got Cousin V. Cousin V, call into the show. It's time for the sports report. We want to find out what's happening with the sports. But without further ado, let's get health and wellness going on in our show. Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Okay. Good morning again, everyone, and thank you for listening to this particular segment on health and wellness. I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I usually speak on nutrition, nature, body functions, natural products, and some. And today, I am sharing ideals for our sacred day and gathering with family, friends for Christmas. Now, if you are home and you celebrate the Most High and you are alone, perhaps you are not with family members or friends, then do a self-care day. Just eat or prepare your nutritious foods and give yourself a spa day. Give yourself a facial, soak, a manicure, pedicure, meditate, and some. And call others and spend time with them live or on the telephone. Now, we must give more love, and I said love, and I'll say love again, to one another and practice on being present, like in the moment. We can do that by just having more faith, joy, and kindness in our heart, and you have to begin with yourself within. Now, if you're spending time with loved ones this holiday season, here are a couple ideas to share because, as we know, sharing is caring for new moments and memories. Okay, so no particular order, but prepare healthier meals. And don't forget to prepare meals and snacks for those that are Presbyterian, vegan, or vegetarian because sometimes they come to a gathering, they want to have something to eat as well. Now, pray together in a circle of love. Have a talent show. Spend some time with laughter, roasting one another with the comedy hour within family and friends. Sing some Christmas carols and go visit some of the sick or shut-in, and especially our young ones and the elders. Play a game of charades, or the name game, or Twister. Now, that would surely make you laugh. Make a Christmas video and share it with the family. And take a meal to someone that is less fortunate or has not prepared. Now, we can all gather up and we can donate some clothing, some blankets, gloves, sundries to the homeless. Or how about take one to three gifts wrapped up to a homeless person. And I really enjoy doing that. And we could light our fireplaces. If you have one, light it up. Now, if you can, watch a Christmas movie. Better yet, if you are in the snow, build a snowman with your family or go ice skating or sleighing. And in closing, I wanted to mention, try eating some fresh cranberry for the rest of this year. They're tart, yes. I like that little pop they give, but they're delicious. And whether you have them alone or if you make a special cranberry sauce with that shredded, that orange, yum, that's delicious. Better yet, you can use it in a smoothie. But I just want to give you a couple of benefits before I close. Now, they can help decrease high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, it will be great. Now, if you're diabetic, check on your vitals. However, you may have a couple of those as well. It's a great antioxidant, and it's great if you have a urinary tract infection. Now, this particular fruit also improves the entire immune system. And if you would like to cleanse your liver, it's a great beginner to eliminate, and it's also a great cardiovascular health snack. So it's good to eat by color, and that red is definitely great for the heart and our blood. So have a great day. Thank you for listening in to Health and Wellness, and we will soon speak about the Daniel fast, because that it will be great for the new year of 2023. Amen.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for Health and Wellness with Vera. Let's give my sister a big hand. That was really, really great. That was great, Vera. Thank you so much. Wow, that was really good. We needed to hear that. Without further ado, we have Cousin V on. We're going to do the sports report in just a moment. But before we do the sports report, let's do words of wisdom with Talana Jones. Words of wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
All right. Thank you, Dad. Everyone, welcome again to Words of Wisdom this Monday. My heart's heavy. After hearing about Twitch, and I heard earlier last week about what's been going on as far as suicide and death and just being safe, loving on each other as much as you can. So this is my word for the day. What happens when you are in a situation when you ask for help and your call goes unheard? When a little bit more love is necessary, but not given. Love doesn't have any fear and doesn't boast or brag. Love is pure in its true form. Always keep an angel by your side. The blood of Jesus cover you. The angels of God protect you. Let no weapon formed against you prosper. Our God is stronger than any man-made illusion. May God's love lead you to the light. God bless you all. Thank you for words of wisdom today.
Wow, thank you so much for words of wisdom. Words of wisdom, very good. Very, very, very good. Very, very good. Without further ado.
Well said.
Wow, well said. Okay, we got a caller in the 503-747 area code. Caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is this Linda Golding?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Linda.
Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning.
Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Linda.
Good morning.
Hello, Miss Linda.
Good
morning. All right.
I was trying to get something to read for today.
Linda, give us poetry and motion. This is our segment on the show, poetry and motion, and then we're going to have the sports report. Go right ahead, Linda Goldie. Take the floor.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna say something very brief. This is for all of you mothers that have a son that you're really proud of. So this is what I wrote for my son, and you can use it for yours. If I had another one, you still would be my favorite son. For all you are and all you do, it's easy to be proud of you. That's it.
Wow, that's it?
That's it.
Amen, amen. Right, okay. Sometimes it can be short and sweet. Okay, now look. Thank you, Linda Goldie. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, it is time for the sports report. Who's your favorite NFL team? I'll tell you about mine. Without further ado, Cousin V, all the way from Florida, take the floor. Give us the sports report.
All right. Well, we're going to have most of this week. It'll be football and football. And that's because of the FIFA World Cup. Everybody calls that football. And then here we call it football. So first we're going to start off. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Tiger Woods and Charlie. Another PNC championship in the books for Tiger Woods and his son Charlie. Although they didn't win, they played against DJ Singh and Quas, his son. So they, Tiger Woods is still out there playing golf and enjoying it with his son. What a way to enjoy family. And then the FIFA World Cup, the football, because everyone usually has an accent when they say that, and they call it football, so the FIFA World Cup. Despite Argentina's win over France, they won by penalties, and the game lasted over 2 hours, but Argentina is the winner of the 2022 FIFA World Cup. But despite that, Brazil is still ranked as number one. And then
wow.
In football, USA football, the NCAA, the bowl games have started. The Bahamas Bowl was played on Friday. All the games started on Friday, December 16th. And we had the Bahamas Bowl. Miami, Ohio lost to UAB 24-20. The Cure Bowl, University of Texas, San Antonio lost to Troy 18-12. Louisville played the bowl, but they didn't give the name of theirs. It was 24-7, Louisville over Cincinnati. Florida Gators got drove by Oregon State, number 17, in the Las Vegas Bowl. It was 30-3, and that was on Saturday. And then we have Fresno State, a California team, beat Washington State 29-6. And then the Lincoln
wow.
Tree Bowl, Southern Miss beat Rice 38-24. The New Mexico Bowl was SMU and BYU, and BYU beat SMU by 1 point, 24-23. And then the Miami Beach Bowl, North Texas, University of North Texas. My daughter Brenda attended there one time, and she enjoyed it. So, in memory of my daughter. But Boise State beat North Texas 35-32. And then today, we have more bowl games tonight. We're starting today at 2:30 p.m. And then we have tomorrow be the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Also, the Boca Raton Bowl, the New Orleans Bowl will be on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we have the Armed Forces Bowl, Independence Bowl, which will be Louisiana and University of Houston. The Armed Forces Bowl will be Baylor and Air Force. And also on Friday, we have the Gasparilla Bowl and the Hawaii Bowl. And then we have on Monday, it will be, and Tuesday will be more games after Christmas. And then in the NFL, on last Thursday night, San Francisco is just coming back with their newfound quarterback. It's always like that because I remember when Dak came in for Tony Romo and they started winning. So here we have Purdy. He came in just like Colin Kaepernick for the San Francisco 49ers. They beat Seattle on last Thursday 21-13. And then on Saturday, we had Indiana beat Minnesota, lost to Minnesota 39-36. And then Cleveland beat Baltimore Ravens 13-3. And my Dolphins lost in that freezing cold weather because they're not used to that. excuses, right? But anyway, they lost to Buffalo 32-29. Then on Sunday, we had the Atlanta Falcons lost to New Orleans Saints 21-18. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers beat Carolina Panthers 24-16. The Philadelphia Eagles still winning. They beat Chicago 25-20. Kansas almost did not win that game. How Kansas City going to almost lose to Houston Texans? But they did. They came back and won in overtime, 30-24. Also, Dallas lost in final overtime to Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm like, these games, really? And so it was 40-34. And then Detroit Lions beat the New York Jets 20-17. The Broncos won a game. They beat Arizona Cardinals 24-15. Las Vegas Raiders, that was a great ending. If y'all saw that play, Clarence, I know you was up in the air on that one. It was 30-24 with New England. Yeah, I know. I'm happy for you. And then the L.A. Chargers, they beat Tennessee 17-14. Tampa Bay lost again to the Cincinnati Bengals, 34-23. And I'm just saying this because these are teams that you expect to win, and they almost lost or they did lose. And then the New York Jets over Washington 20-12. On Thursday Night Football, it will be the L.A. Rams and Green Bay Packers. No, that's tonight. I'm sorry, Monday night. On Thursday Night Football, which would be the Jaguars at the Jets. It will be at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time on Prime only. And then on Saturday, Christmas Eve, we have lots of game on Saturday. They always start at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fox and CBS. And then on Christmas Day, of course, is always a regular game day. That will be only a few games compared to Saturday. Almost all the games will be played on Saturday except for the Christmas Day. It will be Green Bay Packers at the Dolphins. I'm hoping to maybe be able to go to that game and treat myself for Christmas. And then it'll be the Rams and the Broncos also on Sunday, and then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cardinals on Sunday. And then that Monday night, it will be the Chargers and the Colts. This is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed Christmas week. We will be out of school this Friday, Christmas Eve day, day before Christmas Eve. I can't believe most kids are already out, but have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because when we come back, we will be ending the old year and going into the new.
Wow, let's give a big hand for our sports report. Let's give a big hand. Thank you very much, Cousin B.
Thank you.
Now,
well done, Cousin B.
You know, Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Jesse Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Do me a favor. If you're not talking, mute your phone. Mute your phone. If you're not talking, mute your phone. I hear a little feedback in the background. Without further ado, let's get Pastor Ramsey on. And right after we get Pastor Ramsey on, we're going to hear mental health in you, because today we talked about suicide, myth or fact. We talked about DJ Twitch taking his own life. We are sorry. We send our love out to DJ Twitch and his wife and kids and his family and the loss of him committing suicide in a hotel room all by himself. We gave out a number. The number is 988. If you don't know what the emergency suicide hotline is, all you got to do is dial 988. Wait a minute. There's someone. Please mute your phone out if you're not talking right now. I can hear the feedback on the phone. Thank you so much. If you're not talking, just mute out your phone right now. Thank you so much. Let's see. Let me get this. Wait, hold on. Hold on. There we go. All right, wait, let's see. In a silent phone? Okay. Okay, we did it. All right, good. All right, now, without further ado, Pastor Jason Ramsey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me, Pastor?
We can hear you loud and clear. Everybody say good morning to Pastor Jason Ramsey. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Pastor Eddie?
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
Yep.
God bless you all. God bless you all. It's so good to be here one more time.
Amen, amen. At the end of the show, we're going to need you to pray for. We want you to pray for that. There's a lot of suicide going on during the Christmas holidays and even New Year's Eve because people miss their loved ones. We want to pray for restoration, rehabilitation, rejuvenation, and in everything that has to do with anything that has to do with mental health issues. So we want to deal, okay. We want to focus on that. And then we want to close out with also with a prayer for every family in the world.
Yes.
Every family needs prayer right now. And then last but not least, we want to pray that everybody is mentally healthy to the best of their ability. We don't want to hear about anybody else. But let me tell you real quick, before we go to Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones,
Amen. She's
going to talk about a very taboo subject. It's called mental health in you. And then we're going to go to, don't forget, we've got Clarence M. Allen that's going to do Regulate the Manual. And then we have, without further ado, Professor Means with the commentary. So we don't go anywhere. We're going to get hot, 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 and keep it real, real, real for you on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, hello, Sister Aretha Adams Jones. How are you? Welcome to the show. Everybody say good morning.
Woo-hoo. Oh, hello.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good
morning. Hello.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Amen.
Now, without further ado, Aretha, thank you for being on the show. We're so happy to have you here. Without further ado, take the floor. Give us your segment, Mental Health and You.
Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, and to all the co-hosts and producers and the listeners and all of our friends. Today is December 19th, 2022, and guess what? You won't believe this. Today is National Hard Candy Day. Oh, my gosh. I said Granny V is going to get me today, but I'm going to talk about some benefits, not overindulging, but some mental health benefits of the sweet tooth in all of us, okay? So according to Celebrate Every Day, December 19th recognizes the sweet tooth in all of us. And mentally, the benefits is that it brings on a source of happiness when we, maybe eat a piece of candy or something sweet. It's a proven fact that eating sweets generates chemicals like serotonin within our brains. And this particular chemical is known for its ability to increase the feeling of well-being or happiness. It is because of this that you every now and then, don't overindulge, but every now and then, have some sweets if you're feeling down and depressed. But once again, let's not overdo it because we will have to answer to Granny V. So listen, Merry Christmas to you all, and remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Amen.
All right, just give a big hand. Big hand. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. That was Dr. Aretha Adams Jones with Mental Health and You. And without further ado, it's time to regulate the manual. It's 10:52 a.m. We're going to regulate the manual with Clarence M. Allen, and then we're going to have Professor Reams with the commentary. You don't want to miss the commentary. Clarence, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to the co-panelists, especially thank you to all our wonderful listeners throughout this state, city, nation, and around the world. You know, Pastor Eddie, I look at over the years how we have created our own languages. We have Ebonics, we have pig language, and, you know, when we were young, you know, profanity wasn't as used as much and like it is used today. It seems like the evil primitive language profanity has gotten out of the box, but I've been closing out every year for the last couple of years with the Christian curse that was cast during the year of 1712, a time where our African descendants are some of our greatest grandparents, cousins, uncles and aunties were hung upon trees, burned alive, castrated, raped, you name it. A lot of evil things was happening during the time of slavery.
And so I'm going to close out this Willie Lynch curse. You have to remember that this is a mind-setting spell. This spirited spell. It's an evil spirit, and it's in our land now. So if you go and Google this up, think about the things that are happening in our news today, in our communities today, even some homes today, and relate them to this letter. And this is called controlled language. Crossbreeding completed for further severance from their original beginning. We must completely annihilate the mother tongue from both the new N-word and the new mule, and institute a new language that involves the life, new work of both. You know, language is a peculiar institution. It leads to the heart of a people. The more a foreigner knows about the language of another country, the more he is able to move throughout all levels of that society. Therefore, if a foreigner is an enemy of the country to the extent that he knows the body of language, to that extent is the country vulnerable to attack or invasion of a foreign culture. For example, if you take a slave and if you teach him all about your language, he will know all your secrets. He is then no more a slave, for you can't fool him any longer. Being a fool is one of the basic ingredients of any incident to the maintenance of the slavery system. For example, if you told a slave that he must reform in getting out our crops, he knows the language well, and he would know that our crops didn't mean our crops, and that the slavery system would break down, for he would relate on the basis of what our crops really meant. So you have to be careful in setting up the new language, for the slave will soon be in your house, taking you as a man, talking to you as man to man, and that is death to our economic system. In addition, the definition of words or terms are only a minute part of the process. Values are created and transported by communication through the body of language. A total society has many interconnected value systems. All the values in society have bridges of language to connect them for orderly working in society. But these language bridges, these many value systems would sharply clash and cause internal strife or civil war, the degree being determined by the magnitude of the issues or relative opposing strengths in whatever form. For example, if you put a slave in a hog pen and train him to live there and incorporate him to the value, it is a way of life completely. The biggest problem you would have out of him is that he would worry about the provisions to keep the hog pen clean. For the same hog pen and make it slip and incorporate something in his language whereby he comes to your house more than he does his hog pen, you got a problem. He will soon be in your house. By Henley Berry, speaking in the Virginia House of Delegates in 1832, described the situation as it extended in many parts of the South at this time. We have, as far as possible, closed every avenue by which light may enter there, the slave's mind. If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work would be complete. They would then be on a level with the beasts of the field, and we would be safe. I am not certain that we would not do it if we find out the process and on a plea of necessity. From Brown America, The Story of the New Race, this is a book by Edwin R. Embry, 1931, The Viking Press. So that concludes the letter of the Willie Lynch curse. This thing is real. I suggest that you read it, study it, compare it to the evolution through the last 300 years of time, how we have progressed into what all the mental issues, domestic violence, racial violence and discrimination, the primitive language, the mindset, and all these other entities that are introduced into our way of living here as we as a civilized people condone ourselves. So Pastor Eddie, to all the panelists, to all of our wonderful listeners and followers, thank you. God bless you. Have a safe and sane. Remember, all you need for Christmas is a cake and candle. It's a birthday celebration. Because those three wise men brought gifts for that child, don't mean you have to go out of your way and spending everything on this economy, and then you be in debt afterwards. So God bless you. God keep it. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, let's give a big hand for Clarence and Helen. Thank you very much for Willie Lynch Reed. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And yes, we're going over a little bit. Hallelujah. Normally we stop at 11 a.m., but we're going to go over because there's two things we got to do. One is the commentary, and two is we got to pray out. And number three is I need to close out with some very uplifting and positive words that you must remember never to forget. But first of all, Aretha Adams Jones, are you there? Aretha Adams Jones, are you there? Aretha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Aretha.
I am here, yes. I'm still here.
Yes, there was a question that was asked by Yvonne down in Texas. She said, what do you do when there's a person that has a mental health issue and they will not face the reality of that mental health issue? How do you deal with that? Go right ahead, take the floor, tell us all about it.
Wow. You know, in that case, if they don't want to deal with it, if they don't want to recognize the illness or the disorder and, you know, they haven't come to terms with it, all you can do, you can pray for them and just let them know that you stand with them. You stand with them, you support them. And I believe that when the time is right, in God's time, they will come to grips with it. They will come to terms with it. But just let them know that, you know what, I'm here for you when you're ready to talk. Or, you know, maybe you can say something like there's someone that can, you can talk to someone about the issues that, well, they're not accepting the issues. So it's really tough. Mm-hmm. And in this case, all you can do is really pray for them. And trust that the Lord will give them the knowledge of what's going on within them. The Lord will, you know, they will be able to accept what they're dealing with. Mental illness, because of the stigma, people don't want to come to grips with it. They don't want to deal with it. But in that case, if that's the case, all you can really do is pray for them. Because if they're not ready to deal with it, you know, only God can deal with that mind. Just pray that God will deal with their mind and touch their mind, that they will come to grips with what's actually going on mentally with them. Just pray for them.
All right, thank you
and when
so
they're
much.
Ready, they'll come.
Thank you, Aretha. Thank you so much, Aretha. Without further ado, Professor Reeves, take the floor. Please give us the commentary. Yvonne, I hope that answered your question all the way down there in Texas. Go right ahead. Take the floor, Professor Eames. Hallelujah. Give us the commentary.
Thank you much. Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And I'll go through it very briefly because we've said a lot through this conversation, and we want to make sure that we're respectful of the time. But one thing about the Eddie Justice Jones program is the one gift that we always give is the gift of information and, of course, our devotion to the Lord. And in sharing that, that provides an opportunity for everyone to listen and to gain information that will help them during their week and moving forward with their lives overall. And the one thing that this show epitomized was what pressures that have been placed upon us through society. The Willie Lynch curse is also what pressures have been placed on us as a people and through society. So what we're seeing now is the symptoms of things that we're now addressing and that should have been addressed a long time ago, but it took time in order for us to get to this point. So when we talk about restoration and rejuvenation, we are talking about our psyche of what we're handling as far as the challenges that we have in this country. So in the first discussion, we had hair care. And in that, it looked as though it was going to be specifically about how to properly take care of your hair. But it also led through by none other than Dr. Doris in sharing with us that the pressure of the hairstyles and the chemicals and all those things that were involved have led to a problem of alopecia, which in and of itself comes from the fact that we haven't accepted through low self-esteem the proper hair care that we're going to be dealing with. And unfortunately, that's one of my four-legged babies, so I'll try to talk louder. The other thing that we came across is the fact that these are things that can lead to a feeling of depression, of low self-esteem, and also it could ultimately end in someone being at risk of suicide, which was our next discussion. And then we talked about DJ Twitch, and we also talked about Tyler Perry. But the issue of suicide is very real, and that the mythos of that it's not or may not or it does happen during the holiday season, it is not a myth. It is actually happening, but we've concluded that the underreporting is what is causing this to be an issue. So in doing so, we've identified two things that society has resulted, one with a symptom, the other with the final cause that results in a person's death. And, of course, we have the third, which is our health fear and challenge dealing with COVID and the testing. And one thing about it, the good thing, is that millions of these tests have gone out. But then at least through the wonderful work that we do with information, we're sharing with you that you want to check the label. You also want to consider maybe not doing a home test, but you may want to go to a location. Whatever it is that works for you, continue to do it. It's just good to know that this is out there. And so with that, thank you, Cousin B, for to talk about the cup and the football and the soccer. Thank you, Clarence, for providing us with the Willie Lynch curse. Thank you, Dr. Granny B, for reminding us of what we need to do during this period, because, again, with restoration rejuvenation, we need to take body self-care and working with more love. And Talani knocked it out of the ballpark by reminding us that God's love leads to the light, because that is important, because it's God's light, that when we go back and dissect everything, it is the way that God's light speaks to our heart, which would resolve our issue of low self-esteem dealing with our hair, but also the ultimate issue of suicide, where there is that issue that goes on. And then, of course, we have Dr. Aretha, who reminded us about a little sugar. Of course, I will take mine. And then finally, with Linda Colby, we once again, the proudness that a mother has is the same proudness that God has, because he's always proud of us. And I will also quote Cousin Yvonne by saying this whole issue comes to the fact that it is okay, because what works for each person is the journey that God has placed with us, because he loves us so much, because we are special to him. So whatever works for others but doesn't work for us, it's okay, because we're special, we're different, and we have different needs, which God has provided to us. So embrace your uniqueness, embrace your love of yourself, and also embrace loving others, because that's a therapeutic way of resolving any issues during these holiday seasons. And with that, I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas, because this is a time of rest that we can rejuvenate and restore our faith in the Lord. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Let's give a big hand for the commentary. Yeah. The commentary was immaculate. Everything on the show was great. I hope you heard every segment of the show. But we cannot close out without prayer, because the next time I see you guys, the next time our next show is, which is next Monday, it'll be after Christmas. So before we, you know, get on again, we need to, if you really enjoyed the show, everybody on Facebook, throw out them hearts right now. If you really enjoyed the show and you enjoyed all the segments, throw the hearts out. Throw the hearts out right now, the hearts, the likes, the kindness, the joy, the love, the happiness. Shout it out. Shout it out through your heart. Hallelujah. Now, we can't close out without prayer, because everybody on this show and everybody in the world needs prayer. So without further ado, Pastor Ramsey, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Ramsey.
I'm here.
Everybody's putting up their prayer requests right now. And so everybody's meditating on their prayer requests, no matter where you are, and no matter if you're in Texas or Florida or Chicago or Detroit or New York or Texas or Arkansas or Colorado, put your prayer requests up right now. Mentally put your prayer requests up. Remember, Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and that door shall be opened unto you. Take the floor, pray us out, and then I'm going to close out with some very fine words. Pastor Ramsey, pray us out on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you once again for another day to come on the talk show, Lord, and just to lift one another up. Lord, we just thank God right now in the mighty name of Jesus for this day that we have never seen before. We ask you to lift up the Facebook live people. We ask you to lift up the ones that are the sound of my voice. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to lift up Pastor Eddie and his family, Lord. We ask you right now, God, to touch each and every one. Those who are going through some crisis right now, we come against that suicide. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch them and give them comfort and peace, Lord. Lord, I know it's hard when we lose loved ones, but, Lord, we know that they're going to be in your hands, God. We ask you right now, God, to send comfort and peace to all the families, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, God, because you alone are worthy to be praised. We lift up the ones who are less fortunate. We lift up everyone's prayer requests, the petitions that they have made. Bless our children, bless our aunts, bless our uncles, bless our finances, bless our loved ones, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we thank you that this upcoming season is all about you and not about us, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, because you are our healer and our deliverer, and you have set us free already, Lord. You paid it all on the cross, and we thank you, God, for everything that you are doing in this season. So we ask you, Lord, just to keep on moving by your precious Holy Spirit, and Lord, open up the doors for some people, Lord. Even close some doors that had to be closed, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing. We're getting ready to enter into a new year soon, Lord. It's going to be a new us, hallelujah, God. And we thank you, Lord, for all old things are passed away, but new things are coming our way, God. And we thank you for everyone right now, God. Lord, just do it, God. Do it, God. Somebody is standing in the need of prayer on this morning, God. Somebody needs a help right now, God. Somebody needs a breakthrough, God. Somebody needs a miracle right now, God. And we thank you for answering our prayer before we even prayed it. Hallelujah, God. And devil, you have no authority, and you're under our feet, and we are victorious, and you're a defeated foe. And we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the praise and advance glory to your name, God, because in this season, we got an advance praise. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you right now, God, because you have done it again for each and every one, God. And Lord, when we come back to meet again, hallelujah, someone's going to have a testimony. Someone's going to have a praise report. Someone's going to have a breakthrough, hallelujah, God, because it is all day that we just thank you and praise you because you deserve it all. And Lord, we thank you. So Lord, we ask you, as we come into this Christmas season, that every family be blessed, bless the food and make it nourishing to our bodies, God. And we thank you for the hands that prepare it, hallelujah, God, because it's all about you, God. And Lord, we thank you for provision, restoration, renewal, refreshment, hallelujah, refreshment in this year. And Lord, as we leave this place, but not from your presence, God, we consider it done and we seal it. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Now, Marlene, welcome to the show, Marlene Rattler. How are you? God bless you. We're about to close out. If you missed out on a prayer, don't worry. Whatever your prayer request was, it already went up to God. I just want to say this to you. Remember never to forget. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limit. Remember that the best is yet to come. But last but not least, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and God bless your week. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and an extremely Happy New Year. We'll be on next Monday, shouting out everybody on Facebook Live, shouting out everybody on Blog Talk Radio, and shouting out everybody at 323-646-787-8064. And I want to also thank our special guest, Doris. I want to thank all of our co-producers and our co-hosts. But most of all, I want to thank my audience, our audience family. And I want to thank you all because the show would be nothing, and I do mean nothing, without each one of you.
Yeah.
Many blessings, many, many blessings, and the best is yet to come. On the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you next week. We'll talk to you next week. We'll say so. God bless. Peace. Amen.
God bless.
It's Merry time Christmas. For our closing song. Merry Christmas. Everybody say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Amen. Amen. It's hallelujah. Can't find my closing song here, so. It's we're gonna do an acapella. How about that? Let's see. Hallelujah. Brother, brother. Oh wait. Hang all the mistletoes, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah. Hey, God bless y'all. Merry Christmas to you, and I love you guys. And don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We love you. We love you to life. Peace.